And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull.
Grilling Welcome back. Guys. You listen to Grillin' Guys, Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We got Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliances with us. Barbecue Bob is back in the chair, so we are hitting on all cylinders. But
I'm just trying this curry he made.
Yeah, Brad is on a new health kick for a lot of really good reasons, and lost a bunch of weight. But in that process, has changed his eating habits, and we were talking about that in the previous segment. But Brad, what
as
I'd
you're
like,
dishing out that tartar sauce, it is with light mayo. So just
okay,
an FYI.
All right, yeah.
So do you use yogurt too?
I eat a lot of.
I mean, in your tartar?
No, I do not. This is just straight actual, the pepper relish is from my parents' garden. We make that, and
nice.
Then just a light mayo.
There's so much to talk about there.
Right.
My mom used to make pepper relish.
Love it.
I think I should this year.
Oh, it's amazing.
I know. Do you put a little bit of hot in with it?
So this is with jalapeno peppers in this relish.
Ooh,
and then sweet peppers, too.
Yep. So,
bananas.
Just a green pepper, actually.
Green.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I was taking a bite of this curry. And you were saying it's a firm fish. What is it?
So this was a new one for me. And that's why I said, you know, you do a little reading to try to figure out what might work best. This is actually sheep's head.
Okay.
So
another what traditionally trash fish.
Yeah. Something that someone normally would not eat.
I've thrown so many back.
And we caught a couple here with my nephew, Ben, who also works at Garrett's with us in the delivery team.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, he caught him. I'm like, look that up. See if it online, see if it says anything about edibility. And they say, yeah, absolutely. So again, a little bit of special prep, nothing crazy. But again, a perfect example of a nice white flesh fish. You got to cut the mud line out. And I'll, just like every other fish, I'll bleed them. I'll cut their gills before I prepare them so you don't get, you know, blood inside your meat. But tasty fish. It's a little stronger than what you'd get with a bluegill or but not like going and getting
not hideous.
Not like a salmon out of Lake Michigan. And you've got that's it really fishy.
And you've got it in the curry.
Yep, which,
so it covers I think it tricks your mind enough to say, that's a little fishy, but curry's great.
Yeah, you've got the coconut milk in the curry with the spices as well, so it just blends really well together.
You mentioned...
it's delicious, Brad.
You mentioned Garrett's, and you can't help it, because you've been there how long?
Close to 30 years now.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, I don't look that old.
But you mentioned Ben's your nephew?
Yeah, so there's two Bens. We have Ben that works in delivery, which would be my nephew, and then we have Ben, one of the owner's sons, Ben.
Oh, no. Your nephew delivered my appliances.
Oh, did he? Ben's a good kid.
When we put our new kitchen in.
Okay.
Yeah, he's really nice.
Yeah.
Him and a real big guy.
I don't know who the big guy is. It's
Doesn't matter.
No,
I just thought that was kind of funny.
I don't want to make someone feel self-conscious on one of our installation teams.
No, no, just very strong.
Okay. Then it was probably me. No, my nephew.
Because you go on so many deliveries.
I do more than I probably should. But my nephew Ben and I just fish a ton too. And I actually, he's the one that we were out when we caught this here not a couple days back. So, you were mentioning that that musky. So that was a new one for me.
Well, supposedly that's a fish of 1,000 hours.
Yeah,
right?
10,000 casts, I think, or they say something
right.
like that. And I will tell you, I've done a lot more than 10,000 casts in my life, and that was my first muskie, and it scared the living bejesus
out of me. What kind of muskie was it?
It was a tiger muskie.
Yeah, that's what I caught.
Yep.
I only caught one.
Yeah, and it was completely not expected. Fishing with the wife. If you need some tartar, it's
no,
right there.
I would never. This is fantastic.
Wonderful.
Some beautifully... so talk about your muskie.
Yeah, so we were fishing the Grand River. We actually have a launch right below our house about a quarter mile away, and it was actually Mother's Day. My wife said, hey, you know, let's leave the daughters at home. Let's go out fishing for a little bit, which means she lays on the back of the boat, reads a book, whatever. I get to fish. It's win-win. We were making the bend down by the old BFE or the Grand River Garden Chinese place right under the bridge at Lake Michigan Drive there.
And, anybody using that now?
It's a home now.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it's actually a really nice looking place. And cast in spinnerbait to some nice slack water, and that thing slammed me. And the wife was trying to net it when I got it to the boat. And I kept telling her, you got to net it from the head. So she kept trying to get it from the tail end side. And I finally, I'm fighting this fish, which was about 15 pound muskie.
Ooh, that's a nice one.
Yeah.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it's just under.
They're strong.
They are strong. So I actually was fighting the fish, netting it, and trying to keep myself in the current trolling motor with my foot pedal on my bass boat while we were. So got it in the net, broke my net, but got it in the boat, got some nice pictures, and sent it back on its way.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you measure it?
Yeah, I did a measure. And then I did a, I didn't have a scale with me, so I took a girth and a length and then did a table on it. So,
25, 26 inch, something like that?
No, it was 37 and a half inches.
Holy cow.
So state of Michigan, according to the DNR, you're allowed to keep one muskie a year. That has to be reported to the DNR, and it has to be 40 inches or over to be considered a legal fish.
And didn't they, like, invent that fish? Isn't that a hybrid
DNR Tiger muskie is a hybrid, and I'm trying to remember what it's a hybrid between, but yes, it is a hybrid tiger muskie.
Pretty fish.
Beautiful
fish. Pretty fish. When we used to fish up at the Manuskong Bay up in the UP.
Yeah. Yep.
Great walleye spot. I caught one of those there, and I'm like, what the heck is... Beautiful fish, but I didn't know what it was. And the guy in the boat next to me said, that's a tiger muskie.
Yeah.
I'm like, no kidding.
Yeah, so, if you've never seen one, you can go to Cabela's in Granville, and they've got one in a case mounted. But it's a state record one. It's when you walk in the doors to the right, and I don't know how big it is. I don't know the stats on it, but it's a giant fish with teeth that are like, you know.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it makes you want to go swimming.
Right.
With the... Thick trunks on, let's put it that way.
So let's talk about what you did to this fish, because that fish is so perfect.
Okay.
What kind of fish is it?
So we're talking the fried fish right now. Okay, so we're off the curry, we're to the fried fish. So with my fish, I cut them into about 2 to 3 inch pieces. I use a flour mixture for my first dredge. I pat them dry. I use a flour, a little garlic salt, garlic powder, little onion powder. There's a little cayenne in with it.
I can feel it now.
Yeah,
just a little bit of heat. Just enough.
Then after the flour, I put them into an egg milk wash, and then I put them into more of a Cajun seasoning fry mix. And then these sat for probably about 45 minutes from when I breaded them this morning to when I threw them in the fryer here at work. And I fry it about 300.
And it's breading?
Yeah, it's like a breading mix.
It's got carbs, bread.
Yeah. Just remember, there's not a lot of breading on there.
So that'd be a good one for... extra Cajun.
Yep.
So you, a couple steps in there, you're not cooking, you're cooking boneless fillets.
Correct. Yep. I take all bone, you know, every once in a while I miss a bone, but I try to do
well. Yeah. Everybody does that. But my point was, is you weren't using whole fish.
No.
You were using
boneless
fillets.
Back to the first question. What kind of fish was it?
So there is a little bit of, in there, I have
mixture.
Bluegill. Okay. I have a couple pieces of walleye. There were some, a couple smallmouth bass in there as well.
I think that was bass that I had.
There was a white bass in there as well.
Well, that was wonderful.
So.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I really like... And Randy does a lot more fish fries than I do. It's just not, my mom was into it. I never messed with it, but I'd really like to get a little bit better at it. And in my mind, that's perfect.
It's easy.
So I've got one question. Now, you said we got your battering technique, which is pretty traditional.
Yep.
Great. But what I've never done that you did is let it set for 45 minutes before I cook it. I mean, I'm doing the batter into the oil because... It's a production. You can only do so many pieces of fish at a time.
Right.
And when you're feeding a bunch of people, you want to blow it through there as quick as you can. But did it impact it by setting that long?
Why I like to do that is when you take it right out of your final breading stage, a lot of that breading is still really loose.
Yep.
When you let it sit there for 30, 40 minutes,
it
starts soaking in. So then you don't get as much going into your fryer loose.
Right.
And I find you get a little bit, in my opinion, a little bit crispier and a little bit of a thicker
feeling.
I'm
telling you, that crispiness is... Did you try a piece yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's just perfect.
That's why I like doing it, though, too, where I do just more of a hand bite size because
right.
then you get you that breading
like
all
get,
the way around.
And you feel like you get more fish.
It's like a chicken nugget.
Yeah.
A fish
yeah.
nugget.
So, you know? So again, you're patting it dry. You're...
breading with flour and seasoning.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. All right, well, coming up next, we might get in the woods and do some foraging, but we might not too. But we also want to cover some of the new equipment this year Brad, that Garrett's Appliances had that our listeners could come over and check out. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.